Stop calling me Knave. I'm Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah, because Knave the Hedgehog is apparently a separate character.
It's an OC who likes lightning. Not lightning from Final Fantasy, Ophi pointed out.
I swear, we made the same observation when we did Sonic Dreams, where you can basically put any name, any character, blank the Hedgehog, and you're going to get a result on Google.
Well, actually, you know what? Let's prove this right now. I'm going to prove this right now.
What do we... I got anyway, you. Guys, while Jeff does that...
Penis the Hedgehog!
This is the Spotter Pod recording live for the fourth time? I don't know. We've done it a couple times.
Sonic Hedgehog. The penis erectile dysfunction. What the fuck? The Hedgehog penis. See, there's no... Oh, Dick the Hedgehog. That's something.
Yeah, Dick. It's short for Richard, yeah. Yeah, Richard the Hedgehog.
Now, here we go. Dick is the second bodyguard of the Empress.
Second bodyguard.
What Empress?
Like, man, we could just make recordings of us just talking, like reading out OCs.
Sonic OCs. Dick the Hedgehog profiles. Has a family. See,
of course he does, you know?
Can't look up Penis the Hedgehog and find anything.
He knows how to apply himself.
Let's scroll up real quick. But hey, folks, welcome to the Spotter Pod, a multimedia discussion cast. As always, it's Jeffrey Excellence with your boy, the Big O.
It's the Big O. Big OG.
The Ocean Man.
Ocean Man.
The Shark King.
What?
Yeah, we should watch Suicide Squad, a new one.
All right. I've heard.
Because I really like the director because he does Guardians.
Oh, is it Peter Gunn? James Gunn? Oh my
god!
Yeah,
I think it's James Gunn. close enough.
Yeah, good enough. Yeah.
All right. Any news?
Any news? The Chargers are 4-0, baby. They're the class of the AFC West. They're gonna beat. They already beat the Raiders.
Did they
beat the Chiefs? And I am planning on going to the game that they're going to have here. It's at the very end of the season, so I'm kind of worried. Like,
did you buy your tickets already?
No. I'm going to go with my dad. We're planning on it. So my worry, though, is if the Chargers are doing like really good, and if the Raiders are a really bad team, which they might start being, especially with...
They had a pretty good start, though, haven't they?
They had a good start, but they also... Their head coach just resigned due to reasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a scandal about that,
Gruden's
right?
Gruden's emails got leaked, and apparently he's not, Yeah, anyway.
You know, I like that better than if you actually said what happened.
Let's not talk about that.
Everyone has
podcast.
Access to the internet.
Yeah, no, I'm sure if you know, you know. You know, and you have an opinion about it. But, yeah, my worry basically is if the Chargers are going to be too good, a lot of teams at the very end of the season, if they already have, like, their playoff spot locked, they'll like rest the starters and then just play their backups. So I'm kind of worried.
Gotta earn that paycheck, brother.
I won't be able to watch my boy Justin Herbert, J Herb, as we call him.
J Herb. There's a guy I know.
I don't
Joshua know. Hebert. I never called him J Herb, but I might start now.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, I'm worried I won't be able to. But you know what? That was like one of the flip sides of the Raiders coming to Vegas. Is that I get to see the Chargers. They're gonna come to town once a year. So that's pretty cool.
I can't wait till I get exposed for this podcast. we get canceled forever.
Wait, why? We didn't say anything.
No, I don't think we're inflammatory. I think we're just stupid.
We didn't say anything. Now I just said, you know, John Gruden said some things in those emails that
that were not probably good.
I don't approve. I'll say that.
Fair enough.
So yeah, that's my mission statement.
I don't
know
what exactly
was
said, so I can't say for sure, but. Probably not something
probably
good.
Probably not great. But anyway, you know what was great? Was our last... See? That's pretty good.
kind of ruining it by calling it out.
Don't you love when people like, point out the segues? Oh, boy. But yeah, what was great was last week's episode. Or
you see
last,
that
whatever.
Smooth transition? Ice-cold transition
ice
right there.
Ice-cold Steve Austin. Give me a hell
Chili
yeah.
McFreeze.
Chili McFreeze.
Running down the aisle in the steel chair.
He's shaking the hands of the devil himself. That's probably my favorite call of all time. Mm. But anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the anime, Oretsuki.
Ooh, nice pronunciation.
Oretsuki. If you're white, if you're from Texas, like Chili Texas. McFraze.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I enjoyed it. We did. We do the
OVA, once again, super necessary to
watch. Yeah, because it super ends on a fucking cliffhanger. The main character literally is telling you, hey, watch our OVA. We're not done. but no, yeah, go check that out. Go check our podcast out. Go check the anime out. I mean, maybe if you're not into anime and not into the harem anime, it does have a little spice to it. It recognizes the tropes and plays well on them. But yeah, good recommendation for me.
Yeah, I think if you're familiar with the harem or just anime in general tropes, then this is an enjoyable series as far as Urusuke is concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, our main topic today was to determine if Sonic and the Black Knight is enjoyable or not. As pretty much our entire, most of the time.
I feel like our main prerogative is there an audience for what we're doing?
Yeah, no, definitely. And if through the lens of just two random dudes from Vegas that are just
don't expose our location. We're Mr. Worldwide, brother. We're recording in Brazil right now.
Recording in Rio de Janeiro. Next week we're going to be in Paris, France.
Let's just keep spouting lies. Perfect. I love it.
But anyway.
Nothing says showbiz like lying about your location.
Yep.
Location. Send me your location.
Yeah, Undertaker totally is from Death Valley. He was born when it was like 115.
Pat Patterson won that IC title legitimate Brazilian...
That is, I mean, it makes sense because it's one of those. It's like, yeah, why is it the Intercontinental title?
Because he's like, the king of the ocean.
It's like at the end of the day, these titles are really, the names don't actually mean much other than the like. Oh, this
well, is US makes sense.
US United makes States. Sense.
Then it's like Raw Tag Team Champs.
okay. Well,
TBS title and AEW little plug there.
Oh,
I guess they don't really need a plug.
I thought it was a TNA, or did they? They're
TNT. TNT is for the men's, but they just debuted the TBS, which I believe is for the women's. Which actually, I thought was a cool move. That was really cool.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
AEW's got some cool shit.
Are they on both? Well, yeah, they got fucking CM Punk. He came back. I can't fucking believe it.
Got Daniel Bryan on there.
That's crazy.
His match with Suzuki is today. If you know who Suzuki is,
is it Minoru Suzuki, right?
Yeah, Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah,
he was in One Piece. He did a cameo.
Okay.
Yeah, because cool. He's a One Piece fan.
Well, if it was in the anime, is it in the manga? Because I only read.
Could be both. I mean, I know for sure the anime.
I ain't fucking watching the anime. It's too fucking long.
Dude, they, like a third of the episode is recap. I'm like,
I thought you were lying. I put one on. Oh my god.
What a fucking scam. It was, man. Like, third of the episode is a fucking recap.
Yeah, you gotta skip over like 50. Like, dude, I know what happened. Like,
and then look, they have the opening. The recap, and then the actual episode, which probably has filler in it, because there's like a million episodes, and then the ending, and then the, like, half of the episode isn't actual content.
Yeah, no, that's how you stretch it out.
Goddamn.
You're going for the title of a longest running anime, which...
I remember Gintama did like a little spoof on that.
Damn.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's multiple ways to stretch out.
Yeah, the filler, got a filler.
And then they said, how does Gintama do it? Like, and then he's just looking at his watch, he's like, yep, we're good, hit the music.
Can you imagine if it was just like him looking at the watch for like 3 minutes?
Oh god, that's like actually watching all of Endless Eight.
Yeah, I was about to bring that one up too, but anyway.
God, can you imagine that you get greenlit for fucking second season? All you do is repeat the same episode. I respect it kind of from like an artistic standpoint because they really stuck to the gimmick.
Yeah, they got balls. Yeah,
but on the other hand, dude, I'm not enjoying this. What the fuck?
You gotta think of both sides. But you know what was?
See, we're really going on tangents because there's not going to be much to talk about today.
So, Sonic and the Black Knight, you might have heard of it. I feel like it's one of the more obscure, obscure older titles. Sure. It's not as like infamous as like Shadow or Sonic 06, but it's still
we were supposed to do.
Yeah, but apparently neither of us owned a copy.
I can't find it.
I mean, I played it. I know I had it.
I played it too.
I got Sonic Gems Collection. It has good Sonic games on it.
Ah.
I got Mario Party 7. Yeah. Got some Super Mario, whatever.
I have this game too.
You got Attack on the Party. I swear, okay, was it like a cartoon? It was a cartoon too,
yes,
right? But I feel like, I think the game, the game series came first. It was kind of weird. Anyway, enough about looking at my tiny little game collection over there. Let's talk about Sonic, damn it.
All right, give me a quick overview of Sonic and the Black Knight.
It is Sonic with a sword. And motion controls, because it's on the Wii. They're not great. Neither is really that great, honestly. So, this was part of the storybook series, right? Along with Sonic and the Secret Rings.
Yeah, it's just two games.
Actually,
right?
No, can you... Go with Sonic and the Secret Rings. I want to see...
It says storybook on
there. Yeah, it does? Man. Like, what was the plot about that? So, like, the plot of this one...
Arabian Nights.
I remember. I think he also just gets dropped into a fucking Arabian Nights world.
Yeah.
And then this one, he's just dropped into King Arthur's world by a knight, or not knight, by a Merlinda, not Merlina, or Merlina?
Merlinda. No D.
Merlina.
Merlin's granddaughter.
Yes. And she's like, yo, King Arthur's bad. Can you fight him? And you can only be damaged with a sword, so that's the reason. He's got to use a sword. And then he goes and fights the sword. Yeah,
that's... In the first 2 to 3 hours of the game.
It's just kind of repeating the same 5 stages. The first time he called that out, I'm like, that can't be true. That's lazy. What?
Oh, well, you're getting ahead of ourselves here, but yeah. Let's get into the story. So it's a Sonic game, right? So the story is probably not going to be super intricate or well in depth, right? But the overall theme, which they don't get into until the end, is no world is meant to last forever. Because that's what Merlina, with her future side, I guess, predicted.
Yeah, somehow. With magic.
Magic, yeah, whatever, who cares. But she predicts that her version of the world, quote-unquote, King Arthur's world, the King Arthur universe, I guess, was going to... Was going to fall...
Fall to ruin. Due to reasons?
Yeah, well, like, something about Lancelot and Gawain.
Yeah, Lancelot and Gawain are going to
fight.
Sonic
has a kid and murders him, I guess.
Sure.
So a little Sonic fanfic in there, right? But, so it's like, her solution is make the world eternal. But
whatever that means, we're not 100% sure.
Yeah, they don't clarify it, and they never really clarify why that's, you know, quote-unquote bad.
And it's kind of gets muddy, because originally Sonic was like, oh, if I defeat King Arthur, I'm the bad guy. And then at the very end, he's still like, ooh, I don't mind playing the bad guy sometimes.
It's like, well, yeah, that's what he said, but, no, they never really clarify or go into depth or show, like, why it would be bad if the world ran forever. Either we weren't paying attention well enough or...
Yeah.
But honestly, I just don't think it's distinctly said. We even checked on the Sonic Wiki.
We tried to see if the fucking archivers, you know, the experts figured out the character motivations and intricacies of Sonic.
Sonic claims that he's the bad guy, but they never really specify, like... him making the world forever is a bad thing.
Because I feel like, okay.
I guess it's implied.
I feel like the right thing to what they should have done was Sonic was like, you know, should have learned with the whole fate isn't predetermined, or, you know, life isn't predetermined. You know, I'm sure I can get it to work out. You know, I'll talk to Gawain and Lancelot and I'll make sure my kid's not a shitty dude who's going to murder me. Shit like that, you know? Maybe Knave the Hedgehog's his kid.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But anyway, I feel like that's how they could have went with it to make him give him a proper explanation, but they kind of don't. Say the theme is Sonic wants to kill the world.
Yes. Tonally speaking, Sonic game.
It's a Sonic game.
But it's not like Sonic 06 when it's like,
oh boy,
overtly, you know, serious. It's more like, best, yeah. Yeah, which is for the best,
it's,
I agree.
It's fairly lighthearted. He's still Sonic. He's being, oh... I'm kind of a troublemaker. I run by my own rules, you know.
And then when they have tense moments, it's just, I don't know. I guess I can't really get behind it because I'm not too invested.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's like whatever. I mean, yeah, he has a little interplay with Caliburn where, you know, they have to learn to fight with each other and accept
Partners.
Be partners, like, you know, the typical thing. So yeah, that's tone, I guess.
Yeah, totally speaking, it's lighthearted. It's Sonic, yeah. They try to do more serious moments, and it actually is somewhat cool, but I'm never really truly invested into it.
All right, let's moving on. So we mentioned some of the characters. I mean, the Sonic game, we got to shove half of the names on here. We got Sonic,
but not
of course.
Cheese and Big the Cat.
No, we don't got Cheese the Chow or Big the Cat, unfortunately.
Or Robot. We don't have
Omega or Gamma or any of the
Rouge,
others. Rouge isn't in here.
That, NSFW Rouge.
That's unfortunate. But anyway, we got Shadow. We got Knuckles. We got Knuckles again.
What's double Knuckles?
We got Amy. We got Tails. The usual
Tails in the multiplayer mode.
Two Tails the Broken. We'll get to that later.
Yeah,
later, but
getting
yeah.
Ahead of myself.
I mean, so, character arcs, like we said, like Sonic becomes the bad guy, I guess, and he learns to work with Caliburn. Caliburn learns that Sonic's worthy of being a knight.
I guess. I mean, like, They say he's the bad guy because he's overthrowing the current monarchy or rulership, but they never really show, like, is the rulership good or is it bad? If anything, the quote-unquote monarchy is bad because they're terrorizing the citizens
a little bit
throughout the level. So even though he says, I don't mind, quote-unquote, being the bad guy, he's actually liberating citizens, which is a good thing.
Yeah, because she isn't, like, she kind of the reason why all these bad... Whatever we're fighting, where do they come from?
Shadow Knights or whatever.
Yeah, they came from the shadows or some shit? I don't know.
From the Shadow Realm.
From the fucking Shadow Realm, Nether Realm. I don't fucking know. But yeah, other than characters and arcs, like, what the fuck else do we
say? I don't really think they've changed too much. Oh,
Merlina learns, because Sonic beat her, that he's
Sonic
right.
Whooped that ass, so...
He gave her the D, if you know what I mean.
Defeat.
Became Merlina. Yeah, Merlinda. That's what she became. Anyway.
Merlina goes super bad night mode and then gets whooped by Golden Sonic. She's like, oh, I guess the world can't last forever if this gold hedgehog beats that ass.
I guess
ass.
You are right, Sonic. Anyway.
You have imposed your will upon me, therefore you are correct.
Okay, let's move on to Nova. I don't think we got fucking else to analyze
Caliburn learned Sonic doesn't suck.
Sonic doesn't suck.
And he is worthy of being the king. Even though we called him Knave the Hedgehog.
Even though Sega learned Sonic sucks. I had a little thing I found where apparently Sega removed this game like a year after it came out. And among others, which I'm assuming would be...
Probably
like,
this game right here.
Probably Secret Rings 2 wasn't reviewed greatly and wasn't great just in general. Probably Sonic 06. And removed them from... Instead from retail. Probably. Yeah. Because they had shitty scores on Metacritic, and like, oh, we got to make sure Sonic's...
I mean, they probably didn't sell too well either, honestly.
Yeah, I don't imagine. Man, that's crazy. Anyway, what are you talking about? Notable moments. We got questions. I mean, we've already fucking... Why is the Eternal World bad? How does it even come about? I don't know.
So, you wanted to touch on the final framing of the story where the context...
Okay. So, yeah, the story ends with Sonic explaining the story to Amy... But, like, not the Amy we met, who is the Lady of the Lake, but, like, quote-unquote normal baseline Sonic world Amy. So, and the story starts out with us already in the Arthur world, and then Sonic just shows up.
He's summoned by
Merlina. But then at the very end, when they're like, uh-oh, Sonic, you're King Arthur, and then it just cuts to Sonic, quote-unquote, in the real world, and it's like, wait, so did he go back? Was it all just a bunch of lies? Is he just making all shit up so he didn't have to go on a date with Amy? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think how it's implied is that the entire game is just what's it called?
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's just bullshit. He told Amy to ditch their date.
Didn't have to fucking, yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. There's your 5 hours.
Hey, at least he agreed to a date, though. That's different. You know, he's taking steps.
Is it really agreeing if you were probably... Hey, it's planning better, from the beginning to not go.
It's better than just running away and from completely. You know, it's character. That's character development right there. Anyway, other notable moments. I mean, yeah, the boss fights were kind of cool.
I actually thought the boss fights. The boss fights were actually decent. Like maybe not the first dragon fight. Maybe not that first one. It was kind of lame, but. It's a tutorial boss, so I guess it gets a pass.
Yeah, that was fine. The middle, the quote-unquote middle slash first final boss with the quote-unquote Arthur, even though it's not Arthur.
The Black Knight.
I mean, okay, that one, I'll admit, we spent a while trying to get right.
That one, but see, that one was hard for, like, bullshit motion controls, and it's something I'd say a flaw in this game is that it doesn't exactly explain what it wants you to do. Like, obviously, it means waggle, but... Opie and I were both staring at the screen and waggling the remote at the correct time, but we still got hit. And also, I want to add, the hit detection box is just insane.
Hit detection's
it's terrible.
Also, just have some checkpoints. Like, come on. Don't make me fucking do the whole thing.
I think something that's stupid is if you fail the level, it still keeps the timer running. I think that's stupid.
That's just to make sure you know how shitty you are.
Yeah,
how
like,
long
why would you leave it like that? Just to make me feel bad?
I mean, I guess Sonic games have always had a timer to...
No, I think the timer is fine. It's just like we failed the boss fight. And then at some point it said 30 minutes. So I was like, I know the run
like
that
track,
was...
Keeping track of how many times you
how much you fucking
it.
Suck.
Yeah, that's the only reason I could think of.
Oh, and then also, since we're still talking about that Black Knight boss fight, why was the dialogue speaking as if Sonic was running away from the Black Knight?
Yeah,
That makes no sense. But then the Black Knight's clearly running away the whole time.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the final boss in Spyro 1. That one I hated.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? It's basically
I think I finished that game.
It's like Nasty Norik, right? They build him up the whole fucking game. Oh my god, Nasty Norik turned all the dragons to stone. He's going to beat your ass, Spyro. And then he's just... The whole boss fight is just him running away in a circle. And
you just got to run up to him
and fire him. And yeah, no, it's... Okay, that's just like a stylistically thing. That one's frustrating on its own, different ways.
Different game.
I just wanted to bring it up because, you know, Spyro's pretty cool. But anyway, we played a little bit of the multiplayer. Multiplayer is actually pretty fun. Had a bit of fun of that.
Are we still on notable moments? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, the multiplayer actually, honestly, if they sped up the character movement a little bit, yeah, I think it'd be a lot more enjoyable.
They're way too slow, but, you know, I can imagine it'd make like a good, like, I know Super Best Friends, rest in peace. I think it's been a while since I referenced it. They would like classify like really shitty fighting games as like poverty. It's poverty games.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't say the fighting game aspect of this, because there's multiple modes that actually are distinct from each other.
Yeah,
but the controls are not tight. They're not really tight.
They're very unresponsive. The characters are slow, which it's a Sonic game. Why are they slow? Tails is overpowered.
Tails is broken.
He has a ranged attack.
And so is Sonic. What's it called?
Sonic has his
Soul Gauge.
Soul Gauge, which is basically teleport.
Fucking teleporting isn't as good.
But it's like not random.
As good.
Oh my! It's unbalanced, but you know what? It's attacked on mode.
It's honestly kind of fun though.
It's pretty fun. I wouldn't mind playing that again. I had more fun playing that than the whole fucking game. I'm not gonna lie.
I agree. I have to agree. But I think we're already bleeding onto it as far as gameplay, we should just get onto it. Before that, I think the cave dragon boss was actually a fun... I was just watching it, but I thought it was a fun boss, like a well-designed boss. Some of the challenge levels are also kind of cool. Like, the ones that teach you how to use your soul gauge, clear the level and... Three hits or whatever.
Even though sometimes we're like...
It's unclear and shitty, but...
I'm not sure how to do it, but, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where if you can do it...
If you can figure it out, I think it's actually fun. It feels pretty
cool. Yeah, and I think for the gameplay, I do have it written here, strange mix of the go-fast Sonic gameplay into sword combat. So I think one of the things about Sonic gameplay, when it's done well, when it's being performed well, when people are playing Sonic games good, the games are always, like, very... fantastic to watch visually, right? They're very impressive. Mm-hmm. And I think that this game still, it fills the mark, right? If you can have a good mix of, and I'm sure if you play around with like the gameplay styles, which we barely did, we didn't really get
I don't think they varied too much though. It was still like,
yeah, I mean,
it was almost like it just had different buffs as opposed to the gameplay is different.
Yeah, we didn't dig super in depth into like how the different
But
types
another thing is like
characters go even.
Like, hey, I'm not really into hand holding in games, but God, they explained like almost nothing.
It's just like, yeah, you get all these things, you unlock items at the end that did. No, I guess some of them were items.
Yeah, at the end of the level, you unlocked items, and it's meant to be like for their crafting system.
Their crafting system.
Or then it's supposed to be like
there's a lot of fucking crafting.
Yeah, there's an actual crafting system in the game, if you could believe it.
Whoa.
And then also like equipable items, you know, that give you buffs and bonuses, which is actually a cool concept. But like, shit, man, they didn't even say nothing about it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm all for like. Other shit to do in games, you know, varieties of spice of life and all that, but I just saw how many fucking craftable weapons there are. There's like 38. I'm like, oh hell no. we're not touching that.
But and it's anyway. For the other characters, not
yeah
Sonic.
For other characters you're just stuck with Caliburn.
I do enjoy though that there are different characters to play,
yeah,
though,
and they actually do have a little bit of different movesets. I don't know if any of them are like faster or slower. I think Blaze is supposed to be faster. I don't fucking know.
No, like they do play differently.
They do play differently. There's just one level I remember. We just tried like every single fucking character,
and we got tanked.
And didn't basically we just kind of forced it until we
finished.
It was like the one with the trees.
Yeah, oh, I remember that. Gosh. It was a time limit level too. That's why we were shitting it.
Yes,
yeah, I think weird. I was the one playing. I think that's why I was shitting it.
But anyway, yeah, the gameplay it's kind of awkward. The motion controls definitely don't help. They're not amazing.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll get an unintentional waggle, so it'll mess up the flow of what you were doing. Like, you know, instead of Sonic jumping over the enemies, if you waggle unintentionally, he'll run straight to the ground, or he'll run straight at an enemy, you know, and that's not what you initially intended. It's almost like it's random because of the motion and controls.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know we're not really saying anything.
Especially when we're doing the multiplayer. Oh, my God. But I think that's what the made it, like, chaotic fun.
Yeah, no.
It's not a good thing, though. I wouldn't say that's a good thing.
It's fun in, like, a bad, like, it's so...
It's shitty.
It's shitty, but, yeah, that's the multiplayer. For the main game, though, yeah, it's... It just doesn't feel... intuitive, or I think that's one of the, it doesn't feel intuitive, right? It doesn't, you pick it up and you're like, okay, I don't, it feels strange. I remember AVGN would always say, like, the hardest thing to explain is how shitty controls are, because it's like, well, if you can't try to explain it with words other than just giving the controls to you and having you do it. But yeah, the best way I could say it's unintuitive, and the motion controls are not very responsive, which, yeah, who would have thought that, you know, a Wii game doesn't have great motion controls? But I mean, hey, you know, it was groundbreaking for the time. But hey, and other games didn't have nearly as bad a, I guess, I don't remember. I mean, I think Zelda had decent ones, right?
Yeah, Zelda had decent ones.
Zelda's right. You know? So, I don't know. It's weird. I think that's the main thing about this game. It's like, it's just strange. I don't know.
I think if it wasn't a Wii game, I think if it was like, set to like
proper controls, yeah.
Yeah, like a PS3 or whatever. I think it would have been fine.
I think I remember reading, though, that people are fans are like making a version that have
no Wii
normal fucking controls. So maybe
oh my God, that freaking Black Knight boss fight. Like when it got to like the second or third round of matching swords. Maybe it's because our Wii remote was kind of old and dated, but like it wasn't even reading. It wasn't responding to our waggle, even though we had it timed correctly. I'm just pulling my hair out on why it wasn't working.
Yeah. It's definitely something that could have been done.
Like a lot of the, and then a lot of the directions are, oh, do whatever objective within two strikes or whatever. But really, a lot of it's unclear. You know, I think that's like another problem with the game.
Yeah.
That's all a strange mix. Yeah. I thought the availability of challenge levels was actually a nice touch. We only did a few because we just wanted to get the game over with, to be honest.
It's not a long game, too.
Yeah, we finished in around 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours, which, you know, back in the day, we're guessing this cost like $50. I mean, I wouldn't pay $50 for this.
And then, you know, I don't want to say like the direct correlation of, oh, if I don't spend at least $1 an hour of a game, then it's not worth it, because then that means like a 50-hour game, right? But I guess the question of it is just the quality, and did you enjoy the amount of time you spent on it, right? But I think this game at retail was $40 or $50. Let's just lowball it and say $40. I don't know if I'd pay $40, even if I did every single thing to like stretch it out, you know, like a lot of the post-game stuff to make it, let's say, 12 hours. I don't know if I would pay $40 for this specific experience.
Yeah, and I'm sure maybe if you like are good and enjoy the gameplay, and then you just want to, you know, speed run the game or whatever, maybe it's worth it to you. Yeah, personally, I don't think either of us really enjoyed it enough to justify the price point. But yeah,
why are the credits unskippable?
Oh man, they should never.
Why?
Credits. I don't think should ever.
I actually thought it was a nice touch to put the credits after the Black Knight boss fight, because that's the name of the game, right? So then you initially think, oh, what the fuck, they shorted me 2 hours for shitty $50 game. And then, but then, like, you know, it's quote-unquote post-game, but there's a lot of other stuff to do. You unlock all the other characters and such.
Which I guess I'm pretty sure other games have done that. You know,
I think that's fine and all, but why is it unskippable?
Yeah.
Why? You know, like, okay, maybe the intent is you want people to read the credits, but how often do people actually sit down and read the fucking credits?
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like it's a little complaint. It's a little whatever. It doesn't really matter that much, but it's still like, come on, man, come on. It's making an already not super enjoyable experience just that much more.
Do you remember the other character boss fights? And then they would have those moments when you were clashing swords.
Oh man, never.
Well,
I
we can never,
never
clear. Like, I don't
never
understand.
Yeah. I Knuckles murdered me like 20 times.
Like,
then
Opie was legitimately like just shaking the Wii remote, because like, that's what it was prompting him to do, and like, then it didn't fucking work.
you know, no idea how that one worked. Yeah, no, definitely should have better clarification on that one.
Oh, and then another thing. Why did they remove the lane system? You know, that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, like, that's being able to sidestep to avoid things in the Sonic games is a pretty, you know, common thing. So I don't know why you... Now it's harder to dodge when you're playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Especially when
but they bring in enemies... They bring the sidestepping system...
For some of the bosses?
At the last boss. At the very last boss.
Oh, I guess so. The Black Knight boss fight kind... It was just like the same thing, but you still had to sidestep kind
of. You had to sidestep by moving the controller. Yeah, there's no actual sidestep button.
Yeah, but I think, the worst thing though is just because he has to build momentum, you start off like really slowly. So changing directions
is fucking hard. Especially if like attacks are coming at you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a complaint for a lot of the game though. Where you just start out so slow, like it doesn't feel very responsive. Yeah.
Yeah, because he can't do his spin dash technique. Right?
Yeah.
So that sucks. Oh, and then something else I wanted to point out is I finished the Black Knight boss fight, but I was like, oh, you know, I know I finished the level, I just want to see if I can get a better time. So I hit the retry button, but I was under the impression that,
the progress save.
Yeah, the progress save that I finished the boss fight, but that was not the case. We had to redo it again to continue the story, which I thought was just fucking stupid.
That's bullshit, but it's kind of funny. Not gonna lie. Okay, so I think maybe for gameplay stuff, you got anything else? Damn, you had a lot of notes.
Yeah.
Damn, all I got is, what did I write down? Why is...
Sonic Blue.
Reskinning levels.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that.
I think that
was kind
of
lazy.
Some of the levels are just like the same level, but like maybe different parts of it are just reconfigured.
Different parts are cut out.
Yeah.
I remember the tutorial level was just they literally changed out if there's targets or if there's rings, which are fairies in this game.
And I feel like, I mean, some games do that too. Super Mario 64 does it, but those are like each individual level is like a lot bigger and more unique, and there's bigger changes between each level. Here they're basically taking like the same level and just like
maybe skinned it essentially.
They're slightly changed.
And you could say it's a tutorial area, so like obviously they're training the same area, but why not just extend that area, you know, have some similar threats. And they didn't just do it there, like we said earlier in the Crystal Dragon boss fight, which showed or not the boss fight, but the Crystal Cave level, which we shit the bed on, but that really exposed the bad controls as far as jumping timing and the jumping's floaty, it's not precise.
That's never fun. It's imprecise.
But then when you do the boss fight, they still reuse like basically the end section, and it's still shitty jumping controls. And then if you die in that boss fight, you have to start from the very beginning of the level, not at the boss fight checkpoint. And look, I'm all for like having a challenging game and not having a million checkpoints. But on the same note, like, what the fuck? Like, this is already hard enough.
Yeah, there's a difference between, like, convenient, like, making it too easy and just simple convenience. Like, you're wasting my fucking time making me go through that beginning section over and over. Like, come on.
Come on.
Shit. Okay.
All right. I think we're gonna get into effects. If you have anything else for...
That Merlina boss fight was actually pretty fun.
It looked pretty fun, yeah. Going all Super Sonic, or no, sorry, Excalibur Sonic, as the wiki said.
Is that what it's called, Excalibur Sonic?
I mean, it makes sense, right?
Because Caliburn becomes Excalibur. Because
Caliburn is Excalibur. Because, like, in most places, Caliburn is just like a synonym for Excalibur. But I guess, you know, it's like, he also
transforms into Super Sonic.
He's super henshin, yeah.
And look, the game's fun because, look, you could side dash and then you have to do other things with the sword. Like, I felt like the game should have been more structured like the boss fight. You know what I mean? As far as taking consideration for the sword swings.
Yeah, maybe I'd have to replay this one, Secret Rings, because I kind of remember it, having that system of just, you go in the lanes and you just go in this. And I thought it was okay. I don't remember. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway.
I had the worst storybook game. Or the shittier storybook game. This party games.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's got the multiplier too, yeah.
All right,
getting into effects.
Do you just need a Wii remote for this? You don't even need a
remote. Yeah, you play it with sideways remote.
It's kind of cool.
That's all right, yeah. Because you're just basically going to go side. Oh, I think it has motion controls too.
Do it right now.
I mean, if you want to pop it in real quick before you leave, but maybe. But yeah, going to effects, the music, I feel like Sonic games usually have decent to good music.
I actually think I enjoy that they have unique music as far as like a band plays with lyrics and such, mm-hmm. like unique songs.
Yeah, no, Crush 40, who's like very known for doing like all the iconic Sonic songs, you know, Live and Learn. Hang on the
edge of tomorrow. Did they do His World or is that Zebrahead?
I think both of them did a version. I think there was like a little controversy of they both had a version, but then okay. not sure. They did, they've done a lot and they did like four songs for this game. Mm-hmm. Like, they just put it in the fucking work.
Honestly, Night of the Wind is kind of cool, but then, and I actually do like it how they play it in the opening menu, but I think Ophi got a little disenchanted with it. They did change up the Night of the Wind song for the final boss fight, which I thought was a nice touch. I really enjoyed that.
You know, it was a different, different song. Little things about the Wiimote, like other games have done it where it has a fucking speaker on it. And I remember the first time it happened, like other games that I probably played. Oh, I know for sure Zelda, when you open up your chest, it plays that's super cool. And here it's like when you're giving rings to villagers, which also the villagers in this game don't look like humans. Like Merlina is fairly, she's like an elf. She's got pointy ears, but she's still human. What the fuck? Who the fuck are these villagers?
They look like Wind Waker knockoffs.
They're fucking monster man. But yeah, no, it plays like a little thingy. I think they'll say like thank you maybe.
Yeah, they say thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Or then when you do the soul... Oh, we didn't touch on this on the soul gauge. The soul gauge is something you could build up in levels by collecting red fairies or in boss fights by countering at opportune times. I think one of the more satisfying moments in the game is when you could actually build up your soul gauge and then you do the perfect hits because it makes a noise from your Wii Remote as if you were doing a sword slash and then the whole screen and camera change angle. So I thought if anything, that's what I feel like the peak of the game could have been. This gameplay mixed with like that speed. And then also all the other characters have different soul gauge meter attacks, which I actually thought was a nice touch. Okay. Shadow has his teleporting, Blaze is a fire tornado. Knuckles do again?
In the party mode, he throws him.
Yeah, he throws that shit.
Throws the shit.
Boomerang.
He's boomerang because
he's a boomer. Got him.
Aren't they all boomers?
I don't know.
Whatever.
No, the 90s, so technically not. If anything, technically none of them are boomers.
When was Sonic born? Yo, we need to know. Oh, fuck. Never mind.
I think that's, I think you looked that up.
Okay, whatever.
You keep going.
For graphics, it's a Wii game. It's fine. It's acceptable. You know, the Wii wasn't the most graphically intensive. I mean, that's just been Nintendo's hallmark since like the Wii, I feel, right? And Wii U, Switch even. It's acceptable. It doesn't look too terrible.
1991.
She's a 90s kid.
And his birthday is June
23rd. we didn't do anything for his birthday. What the fuck? We missed out.
Oh, we could have done a rerun of Dreams.
Let's just play. Yeah, we should have. Anyway, no, the art style's fine. We both enjoyed like the storybook presentation with the cutscenes and like.
Oh, I like that page, as if you're reading it in a book. Pages.
That was animation. Like the one thing about the storybook series. I'm sure remember the presentation and Secret Rings being similar. Probably, I hope.
Guess we'll find out.
But I think that
does it for the effects.
That might be it for effects and closing thoughts. I mean, I think this game kind of reminds me of X-Arm in that I can see a seed of an idea, of a cool idea, you know, mixing the swordplay with the fastness of Sonic.
And it does come through sometimes.
It does come through a couple times, but...
But not enough.
The execution of it is just... Yeah.
God, the controls are just muddled.
The controls are just... I mean, that's the number one thing,
I mean, it's a
really,
Sonic
right?
game, you know, who really gives a shit about the story, but... I feel like Colors would have been fine. I feel like we should try playing Colors.
Yeah, I've never played Colors. I hear it's one of the better, newer ones. That's all I know, yeah. But yeah, it's like, it's definitely a unique experience, like a lot of Sonic games are. Like, Secret Rings is, like, pretty unique. Unleashed is unique. I mean, yeah, that's kind of what they were doing around this era, is just trying a bunch of new shit.
Throwing shit
which,
against the wall.
You know, I don't, like, necessarily, I was going to say disenjoy.
Unenjoy? Dislike.
Yeah, there you go.
When are they going to do Sonic and the Three Bears?
What is that?
But it's just Big the Cat in three different sizes.
What is the gameplay? What's gameplay like?
He's really small, and he has to run through a house super fast. So he's Goldilocks, but then the house is like super big because Sonic got micro-sized.
And it's big.
Yep. Hey, Sega, hit us up at spotterpod@gmail.com with your offers. I'm ready.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know if I can say this game is worth trying out. A lot of like
for full retail price. Definitely.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but you're not paying full. I hope you're not paying full retail price in the year of our Lord 2021 or whenever you listen to this. No. I mean, yeah, I definitely saw. I lean towards like this, like don't bother. And I think, yeah, maybe.
Well, how about even for like hardcore Sonic fans?
I mean, if you're a hardcore Sonic fan, you probably fucking finished the game five times, aren't you? I mean,
hardcore
Sonic fans are something else, you know? They have a reputation.
You know how you get used to the taste of shit?
Oh, yeah?
You learn to love it. Oh, God. Yeah, honestly, I can recommend this even as a nostalgia. And then, you know, even if you're a Sonic fan, like, I don't know if this is really worth your time or money. Like I don't even know if we did all the post game content that would have helped us out. Like I think the ideas of like the crafting system, you know, is actually cool. But you get it's like randomized loot from playing the levels, and I'm sure it changes based on how well you do the levels. And then, you know, there's a ranking system too, which I think is for unlocking characters, if not levels. Yeah,
we only got to Squire
Hardy
rank.
Squire, I think.
I'm sure, you know, if we get to like King of the World or whatever, we
King
get,
Arthur like, or some shit. And there are some cool moments, like you do feel the exhilaration of like the soul gauge and such, but honestly, I don't know if it's worth anybody's time. Yeah, unfortunate. I feel unfortunate that my mother had to buy this for me when I was 2009, so I probably bought it around that time. Mm. It's 2021, so that's 12 years.
12 years of suffering?
12 years ago.
Not so, like you're playing this every year.
Oh, God.
We're forced to play 13, Sonic.
So I'm sorry my mother had to buy this for me, for 13-year-old self. Because who knows, I probably died a lot too. But
yeah, it's... Yeah, I think we're leaning towards a thumbs down. It's certainly unique, and that's the best thing I could say about it.
Yeah. You know what? You summed that up better than I could have.
Because I feel like I'll recommend a lot of shitty movies because they're only like an hour or two at tops. This was like five fucking hours, so yeah, no.
Could be longer too.
It could have been longer.
But hey, folks, we're not a weekly podcast, but we pretend to be. Speedrun 40 under sub 50. Speedrun sub 45.
Not if I can help it. Anyways, what was planning on doing?
Terrible.